Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is March 23, 2022. Thanks for tuning in. This is the place you can get all of your Wisconsin pro sports takes in 20 minutes or less. Or State Street in Madison is free. So let's get right to it. Plenty to get to. And to kick it off, we got a little Brewers quick hits. Let's start off with that Brewers quick hits. Last week, kind of ripped on them for having a pretty mediocre hot stove, lukewarm stove, simmering stove. They did sign McCutcheon. Now, I did miss that on last week's pod. Thankfully, not many people watch baseball or really pay attention to it anymore. But they signed Andrew McCutcheon, a former MVP, former MVP candidate, all-star, etc. Unfortunately, much like Serge Ibaka, which I'll get to later, if you remember a player playing 10 years ago and being decent, unless it's an all-star that you've heard about a bunch since then, they're washed. They're probably washed. We all get washed, folks. It's just the athletes get it sooner. So McCutcheon's on the team. He's going to DH. He's been around the last few seasons, bounced around with the Yankees a little bit, and I don't know, somebody, does it matter? Philly? I mean, does it matter? No. He batted 2-2-2. He did get some home runs, but I mean, this is not going to solve our hitting issue for the Brewers, is getting a washed Andrew McCutcheon. So sorry about that, folks. I missed that we signed washed Andrew McCutcheon. 10 years ago, I would have been doing an emergency podcast about it. But, you know, 2022, he's just not the player that he used to be. He's not an all-star. He'll provide help, I guess, at the DH spot. But this isn't, you know, everything I've read from the national press is the Brewers better hope that Yelich plays like an MVP again or hits, because they have no bats. They're going to be in the top five in pitching and absolutely no scoring. I'm going to watch the games and I'm excited to see baseball again, but I might not be excited for this team. So, well, a couple weeks away, they signed everybody. Arbitration is done, apparently. That got snapped up in one day, and it looks like they're running it back. They got Hader back. Burns is back on this arbitration. Pretty much everyone, I mean, again, except for Avisaíl, he's out, but we'll see. Or just tune in to the last two innings of Brewer games, 8 and 9, because it's just, if they're losing, they've lost because they can't score runs. And if they're winning, then hopefully they win if Williams and Hader can get back and redo it. So we're just basically just this is the team from last year, except DH is now universal. So that's going to be in there, which sucks, by the way. I hate it. Who cares what I think? And I guess the only good thing is they expanded the playoff team, so at least if the Brewers can get hot or if they do catch a hot hitter towards the end of the season, I guess they have a chance for it. But it's looking like the hitting is going to cancel out the pitching. So yeah. On a fun note, and I'll end the Brewers quick hits with a fun note. The Christian Yelich trade might have been one of the best trades the Brewers have ever done in their entire franchise history. Zach Greinke and CeCe Sabathia getting us into the playoffs and crushed right away. It doesn't really count. But Christian Yelich, it was reported this week. There was four prospects involved with his trade years ago, and all four of those prospects traded to Miami are no longer with Miami. So it might have been one of their better trades. It's just, this is a very pivotal year for Christian Yelich. He battled injuries. He did not hit well last year. And if he's not, at least if he can get back to the All-Star game, that would really help. Okay, let's get to feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, yeah, the Bucks feeling hot, hot, hot. Yes, I'm feeling hot, hot, hot. So they beat the Kings. They beat the Bulls with no Chris Middleton. That was fun. I'm liking this Bulls-Bucks rivalry, as I said last week. That was fun. They got chippy. There's a couple ejections early on in the game. George Hill got ejected. That was bullshit. That was fuck. Patrick Beverley starts some shit with Serge Ibaka. George Hill goes over after all the altercations are done to get in his, a little shove. Fuck you. So anyways, it was fun. A couple of ejections was fun. I don't know. That was Minnesota game. My bad, folks. It's all jumbling up in one. The Chicago Bulls fight came more towards the end of the game when the Bulls were getting a little chippy and a little angry that they were getting their ass kicked. And there was a little tiny fight. Excuse me for having all these games jumbled up in my mind. So they get those two wins and they lose Saturday afternoon. Game two, the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm not too worried about that. It wasn't Minnesota. It was a weird 2 p.m. my time, so a weird 4 p.m. Saturday late afternoon games. And I've been saying this since the playoffs last year, or even before that, the bubble even. Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. God, how can I even put this? They are very schedule oriented, okay? I pointed this out, you know, last season. Most of these guys are family men. Most of these guys are not hitting up the strip club afterwards. Most of these guys, like when you are essentially, most of these guys don't drink. As I said after last year's celebration, Giannis, Chris, and Drew do not drink. Holiday is way into God. Go to his social media. Loves the God. And so when you're those types of people, which I'm not ripping on or even saying that that's good. It's just who they are. They love repetition. They love having things be at the same time every day. So a 4 o'clock Midwest game on a Saturday, and it's not the playoffs, so I think the playoffs kind of helps, you know, set a schedule eventually. But I said it when the Bucks were going into the bubble. I'm like, this team depends on rhythm and schedule. Because they don't have all these fiery personalities. They don't, like, it is, I guess, Bobby Portis, you know, excuse me. But the people who don't drink and have nice little family lives, they need that schedule. A 4 o'clock game completely throws them off. Giannis didn't play in that game either, by the way. That's probably another big reason. But it's just a weird time. Minnesota's actually good this year. Look it up. And, you know, they're going for the champs. Milwaukee's the champs. Everyone wants to fucking murder them. And we're seeing it this year. And the Bucks and Giannis are like, bring it on. So, 2-for-1 in the last week. Still pretty good. You know, not having Giannis in the Minnesota game and then not having Chris in the Bulls game and still getting out of that with a 2-1 record looks good. Oh, also, Bucks deep cut. Bucks deep cut. Last night, got a text from my friend in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, hometown. Giannis was there at the Herd game. Apparently, one of his brothers was playing. It couldn't have been Thanasis. I probably should have looked this up before I got. But or maybe it was the other G League team. I don't know. Giannis has a lot of brothers poking around in the NBA. And he was in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. No reports if he stopped by Artie and Ed's or any of the local jaunts. I doubt it. I always wonder where the herd stays. I'm assuming they stay in that hotel down by the river, but so there you go. There is an Oshkosh, Wisconsin herd deep cut for you. Giannis was spotted in Oshkosh yesterday. Wow. Did he go to the ground round? We don't know. So of course, I told you we were going to keep an eye on Serge Ibaka for the rest of the season. He's had some decent games. I'm not saying that it won't help this year. Actually, it might help the Bucks this year. Actually, I'll fucking get rid of the might. I'll say it. Having Serge Ibaka for this year does help the Bucks. It gives them depth. More important than depth, it gives them height. So it gives them a little veteran, you know, action. I just hated giving up DiVincenzo, who is young and still, long term, I hate the trade. Short term, I think it's okay. All right. So if that's the case, so Ibaka, he's playing all right. Not ripping on him. Has had some good games. As I said, mixing it up with Pat Bev. I mean, it's one of those they always say, like, especially with basketball, ooh, you don't want to be in a, you know, a dark alley with this guy or whatever. If we were in a dark alley with Giannis, he would give us snacks and give us a high five. He's a good guy. I think for the Bucks, it's like Bobby Portis and Serge Ibaka and, yeah, a couple of these other guys that bring a little toughness to the team. I do like, but I still don't like the trade long term. Okay, so you probably there thinking like, oh, Matt, why should I even watch these last games? It's seeding doesn't matter. And I agree with you. I don't think the pros pay attention to seeding. Towards last year, there was some weird tanking with playoff teams in a way. Bucks aren't even going to pay attention to that, trust me. So, seeding schmeeding, and we'll keep an eye on it once we get much closer. But here's what I'll say, because we're wrapping up the season. Like I said, a couple weeks left. Here's what to look for. Because this, it really, in the playoffs, which we experienced finally a good playoff run last year, the rotation gets whittled down to like 8 guys, right? We're not going to see Jordan Nwora unless it's 30 seconds, you know. They really whittle the minutes down in the playoffs. So let's check who's going to get the minutes in the playoffs. I made a little list here. So, of course, we got the big three: Giannis, Middleton, Holiday, and Brooke Lopez. So I'm assuming Grayson Allen's going to be that fifth and not Bobby. I wouldn't mind Bobby Portis still starting. And I know they're rotating him with Brooke Lopez, but you got Ibaka. You have the post backup. Why not? You know, I think that would be cool. Everybody would be basically 6'8 or taller except for Drew. I would love that, but you know, whatever. We're not going to get it. So it's going to be Grayson Allen. Bobby Portis is coming off the bench. Connaughton, Serge Ibaka. And towards the end, some Matthews and some Hill. That's a good rotation. So watch how that core is playing. And when Thanasis gets minutes, you know the Bucks have either won by 20 or lost by 20. Upcoming this week, it's Wizards, Memphis, which is a fun game, and Philadelphia. So those three are big. None of them are not on national TV, but what are you going to do? So that's it for the Bucks. I leave the Packers to last because I could probably fill the whole thing up with Packer chat, and I don't want to do that. So here we go. 5 minutes left on the Packers, and this is how it's breaking down. Davante Adams got traded, and I'm not feeling good about this situation. I am still a little confused as to what happened. Davante was offered, apparently, the same contract as the Raiders, and he chose the Raiders? So let's muse a little bit, folks, because I'm sad. If for those who are devotees of the podcast, this fucking is really bad. I towards the end of last season was saying Davante Adams could surpass Don Hutson as the best offensive player who's not a quarterback in Green Bay Packer history. And that's a bold statement, but these numbers don't lie. He's 29 and a couple of more first team, second team, all pros. He'd be right there. So this is sad. James Lofton was the other wide receiver in the 80s that the Packers had that endured some shitty days, but that was just, you had to move on from that one because the Packers just sucked back then. But this is just so weird. So was it Aaron? Does Adams not want to play with Aaron Rodgers? Maybe the locker room was a little too fucking weird for Davante Adams to stick around. Is Greg Jennings' negative comments on Aaron Rodgers correct? Big week for Greg Jennings. He will get his rounds. Ripping on Rodgers, but I mean, the more this happens, the more we do have to question it. Is Rodgers a really fucking weird guy who doesn't, I don't want to say he's not a good teammate. Maybe I'll say he's not a good leader. You know, actually, come to think of it, yes, guys will of course say my quarterback is this and that and pumping up and stuff like that, but I don't know. There's plenty of complaints to go up against that. Was it the Packers organization? This one gives me a little more pause because it is like, it seems like a manufactured thing if Adams comes out of this being like, I was disrespected by the Packers because I didn't get a contract right away. Shut the fuck up. This is the NFL. What are you expecting? Expecting roses and fucking chocolates to be sent to your fucking door every day, dude? It's... Pro players are starting to really fucking annoy me with this shit. Because it is like, dude, that's not a reason. That's not a good reason. On to the next possible reason. Does Jordan Love fucking suck ass, you guys? Devontae is at practice. He's seeing an aged Aaron Rodgers who is weird and apparently not very fun to work with. And he's seeing Love play football as well and being like, ugh, do I want to be here for the collapse and the rejuvenation with Love? Like, ugh, it's so weird he left or wanted to be traded. And listen, the simple answer, and it's not as sexy and it's not as podcasty fun, it's probably a combo of all that shit. It's a combo of the cap space. It's like... I mean, Adams is looking at it being like, okay, Rodgers is taking up most of the cap, and if I join as wide receiver at this amount, the team is going to be really fucked. And Love sucks. And the Packers organization has kind of dicked around some of their stars. And Aaron Rodgers is tough to work with. I think it is, unfortunately, a combo of all those things. But it's really, really disturbing and really sad. And I would love to get an actual reason from him. I guess that's what I'm saying. And I know he won't because it's fucking pro sports now is so safe and so fucking boring. And he's got PR people all fucking around him or whatever. But I mean, it'd be helpful to know. It'd be really helpful to know why he left. Because I don't get it. I don't understand why you'd go to Las Vegas to play with Derek Carr. Derek Carr, by the way, on one of the most friendly starting quarterback salaries and contract right now, so they can actually build a fucking team around him. But my last thought on this is it's Aaron teams and bust, folks. It's even more so now, Aaron's team or bust. All right, that's all we got. So we got spring training and Bucks. Enjoy those games.